Blog Talk Radio.
The stars are aligning. Shall break every chain. The conquering lion shall break every chain.
Say something before you get started, sister.
Yes.
Shawnee, is that I noticed on talk shows, black talk shows, and hosts, they trying to down Donald Trump because Donald Trump said that he was going to put the 13th and 14th Amendment back in place and take it away. The 13th and 14th Amendment was supposed to be only for the Negroes and colored people that were emancipated slaves. That's what the 13th and 14th Amendment was for. When the boat people came over here, they started making they gave them that right. They didn't have that right for they children to be citizens of the United States. All these people that they made citizens of the United States up under the 13th and 14th, and look, those people are illegal. And Trump said this, and you know that the niggers is trying to down him for saying that. It's just remarkable how ignorant an African American is. It's just remarkable. how ignorant he was. See, the 13th and 14th Amendment was for the emancipated slave. If you wasn't emancipated and slave, you couldn't be a citizen of the United States. You had to go through another process. You understand what I'm talking about?
Brother Dwyer, when you first started speaking, what was it that you said Donald Trump said? You faded out.
What? I'm getting some background noise. Is we got something in the background?
Yeah, I hear it too. Let me see if it's me. Is that better?
Yeah. Is that the Too Loud Crew we hear?
I thought my grandchildren, they know I'm in a whole other place. I don't think that's them.
Oh, yeah, because I don't know what I'm doing. Yeah, but what I said was, are you there?
Yes.
Because I'm getting a lot of static on my end. What you getting on yours?
No, you're coming through loud and clear.
Okay, now I can hear. Now we coming, the noise is gone. What I said when I first came on is that two black talk shows that I talk on, they was asking the people, is it right for Donald Trump to do away with the 13th and 14th Amendment? And he's absolutely right. The 13th and 14th Amendment was for the emancipated slaves. It wasn't for everybody. But the boat people came over here, and the foreigners, the Koreans, and the Vietnamese came over here, and they made their children, they started making their children citizens if they was born over here. Then they did the Mexicans like that. The 13th and 14th Amendment was not for them. They are not emancipated slaves. Their children can't be citizens of the United States up under the 13th and 14th Amendment, because that was exclusively for the emancipated slaves. And the 13th and 14th Amendment stated that we would be separated but equal, and that the children of the descendants of these slaves would be citizens of the United States for the Negroes and colored people. That means that the Creek Nation of people, the indigenous people that they was calling Indians over here, came up under that same 13th and 14th Amendment. And due to the fact that African American is so ignorant, he's downing Trump for trying to do that. I mean, this is what never ceases to amaze me, is because ignorant Negroes that got doctor's degrees, I mean, African Americans, they ain't Negroes, these African Americans that got doctor's degrees, don't even know what the 13th and 14th Amendment was for and who it was for exclusively. And see, if you hold them to the 13th and 14th Amendment, we're supposed to have our own political party and our own bank. The Democratic Party took that from us in 1881. They did that, the Dixiecrats, where most of the niggas after 1960, due to the fact that Jesse Jackson said he was no longer a Negro that was a colored person, he was African American, you became this African American. And he, with a hip hop culture, which is only 59 years old, but they made it official 49 years ago because they put it on the census in 1970. And that's how your ass became an African American. that half the people that call themselves African Americans don't even know who the person was and how they became one. You just talk it. Just like this week on Robert Ashley's show, they had a black preacher there, which was very rare. And he was a young cat. He had just taken over to Primitive Baptist Church. Have you ever heard of that Baptist Church, Sister Shonda?
No,
Brother
I have
Julie?
Not.
Well, the Primitive Baptist Church is what my grandmother belonged to, my daddy's mama. It is a very, 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 very rare church in either the black or the white community. Primitive Baptist Church means they were fanatical Baptists up under the teaching of John Calvin of Calvinism, and Thomas Harvey started the Primitive Baptist Church in 1612. So this preacher that was on there, I asked him, I say, and guess what, Sister Sandra, Brother Drew? His last name was Thomas. So I asked him a question, because I had just got through talking to Robert about telling him that the most ignorant person in the world is for you to say you somebody and you don't know the origin of what you say you are. So I asked him, did he know Harvey Thomas? He said, no, I never heard of him. I say, well, Harvey Thomas started, I say, is this a coincidence, a coincidite that your name is Reverend Thomas, that Harvey Thomas in 1612 started the Primitive Baptist Church, who you say you're a preacher of? And they didn't compromise, because he had told Robert that he compromised with the gay community. They didn't compromise. They was Puritans. They believed in, they was fanatical. The washing of the feet, they still do that, he say. Because I just busted him down on what you believed in. You didn't compromise with nobody, not the Primitive Baptist, because you wasn't the so-called regular Christian up under the Apostolic Creed and Nicene Creed. That's the reason your church congregation is so little now. It's a dead church almost. It ain't but 60-some thousand belong to it. God Googled it right now as we speak, all worldwide. So this church is unheard, and he didn't know none of that history. And Robert said, you should have seen his mouth. Well, right there. Because you hear teaching something you don't know nothing about. This is how ignorant the African American is in 2019, as we speak. You can see this shit. Yeah, you don't have to be no damn rocket scientist to see this shit. The person that called themselves an African American, look at him. Look at him. Look at this African American. He is completely ignorant. And he got a doctor's degree with a summa cum laude, magna cum laude, and cum laude. With all of them 3 degrees. And if he's a, let's look at something, Brother Drew. We know this for a damn fact. If he has a political position as a senator, governor, whatever, they ain't made him governor yet, but senator or representative, the black, and he become the first black one, police chief, you white boy, and you can't help the black community. You work for the white man. You his goddamn stool pigeon. I don't give a damn. There ain't but one black leader in this country, and that's Farrakhan. That's the only one that ain't owned. Because if you's a Republican, you owned by the Council of Foreign Relations. If you a Democrat, you owned by the Trilateral, and you a nigga talking about I'm a senator and I'm a representative, I'm a this and I'm a that. Hell, that party owns your goddamn ass, them three groups. If you affiliated with that party, they give you, this is what they do to us. Let's break it down. They tell us, if you vote for the Republican Party, we can do this, we give you this freedom. If you vote for the Democrat Party, we give you the freedom. They paid ass niggas to get up to tell you that they can make you free if you vote for this party. Now, when we had our own party, we were called Radical Republican. We didn't negotiate with no goddamn body. We didn't have to negotiate. And this is what we face with right now. And you can see this. You don't have to be no goddamn genius or rocket scientist. Just see this. But now I'm through ratting and raving because I got pissed off. This. Go ahead on, Sister Shonda.
Well, thank you, Brother Dwyer. But what you just talked about was basically the subject at hand right now, which is over time we can see how we have spent our energy. And I just want to come back to just a couple of the things that you said because they're right on point, as always. Is about the I want to just come to something real quick, and that's education. Because over time, we are able to determine what has happened to our education over a period of time. And the education, this is a bit off subject in terms of the chronological order that I wanted to take, but because you talked about these people and their lack of understanding and the lack of action to move in a very practical way that would be beneficial for themselves and their families, they don't have that because that means that they have to have a reasoning skill. But over time, now we have been able to determine through the education process that we have come under this educational system that we have lost the ability to reason. We have lost the ability to make common sense decisions. We have lost the ability to live practical and to make practical decisions that are for right now and for the future. So how does that happen to a person? Well, you have to start, you go with the education. See, education is a goddamn insurance policy for the progress of a society. If there is no proper education, you have already basically compromised your future growth. You have compromised yourself in terms of having the ability to do exactly what we were just, what I just mentioned, meaning have some kind of common sense, being able to make radical, I mean, just precise decisions. All of these things have to take place in order for us to become a developing people, which will make us a developed family, which will make us a community, which a community is a government. So, yes, he could take a beta emancipation proclamation, I mean the 13th and the 14th Amendment, because by this time, over time, we should have developed ourselves into a government. And if we have, we were a government, back to that, the Radical Republicans, but we were tricked and we were sold out by some ignorant Negroes, which is what's happening right now. The same type of mindset that could not see the benefit of having one's own educational system decided to integrate. And that's where we find ourselves right now in integration. So, no, you are right on time, Brother Dwyer, by speaking that kind of
could
talk.
And see, let's look at how the Constitution read that they emancipated us free, but listen, free.
You're fading out. You're fading out, brother Dwyer. You're fading out.
I want to hear what you got to say. Can you get back to that spot that you was at, you know?
What about this right here?
Oh, perfect.
What about,
that's it.
What
go
about
ahead.
Here?
Yes, go ahead.
You are free and separated with equal rights. Let's pine on that. You are free and separated from white folks that was in the South, the Dixiecratic Party, the Democratic Party. You are free from them and separated from them, and you have equal rights. And we give you your own political party and your own bank. But what happened when you integrated? In 1970, you integrated into them. You became property of the state, and you no longer was property of the federal. And you come up under state government now until you have to go back to world court and sue them to give you what's in the Constitution. That's all Trump trying to tell your ass. That's what the Jews done told him to do. And the Jews told us this to do this in certain books. Hell. It's just as plain as damn day now. See, the key was you integrated. Jesse Jackson, Martin Luther King, and the boys told you that. That's the reason I told you that us being seers, we can see that Martin Luther King, the Christian man, wasn't about shit. And we can see that this Muslim man that they say wasn't about shit, look at his people now. God damn it, they look bad as the goddamn Chinese army. Look at the Chinese army marching and look at the Nation of Islam. It ain't no damn difference. Look at the discipline of the Chinese army and the Nation of Islam people. It ain't no goddamn difference in 2019. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to see that. You see it. See, so we looking at facts. We ain't looking at what somebody done told us shit. We done lived the shit. Go ahead on, sister.
Okay. Last time I was here, I kind of went over what time is. If you, haven't gotten a chance to listen to that, then please go back and take a look at that. Take a listen to that about time. I don't want to go over that. But I know we left off on energy, and this is we want to talk about how we can see now how we have spent our energy. But first, let's see what Google has to say about the word energy so we can get a better understanding. Well, first off, energy is a noun, and it says gives two major definitions. Number one, the strength and vitality required for sustained physical or mental activity. The sentence that they give is changes in the levels of vitamins can affect energy and well-being. And synonyms are vitality, vigor, life, liveliness, animation, vicinity, spirit, spiritedness, fire, passion, ardor, zeal, fervor, enthusiasm, zest, vibrancy, spark, sparkle, effervescence, exuberant, beyond perkiness, spirit, lightness. And that's number one. And number two says, power derived from the utilization of physical or chemical resources, especially to provide light and heat or to work machines. Well, I want to talk about this just for one quick moment, because if you go back and you look at number one, the strength and vitality required to sustain physical and mental activity. Well, right now, over time, we can see, because I wanted to kind of take a look at when integration, what has happened to us since the time of integration. So appropriate that you talk about Martin Luther King, because he was really key in carrying forward the completion of integration, because there was something that happened before him that we cannot really forget. But what happens is, was we were radical Republicans, that means that we had both faculties. We had the faculties of strength and vitality, and that we were able to physically sustain and mentally our mental and physical activity of ourselves. But that's valuable energy. And that energy was took from us or tricked us from it or whatever deception you want, or even we have, might have even, once you integrate into a big structure of people, you cannot help but to become consumed. So in our consumption under this group of people, then we no longer had the radical Republicans, because we submitted our intellectual energy to this source of people. So that's how we have spent our energy over the time, period of time. And the reason that we need to measure this time is because now we can make assessments, which is what we're talking about today. We're making an assessment on education. I'm going to talk about food. We're talking about our government and education right now, the assessment of that. What were the circumstances that we were at that period of time? What our circumstances are today? When you measure it, you will be able to see the results. And once you can see the results, you can make a conclusion about the situation that you find yourself in. It's because you got to measure it. You got to measure time. You got to measure what has happened over a period of time. And once you come to a conclusion, you can make a plan to either stop what has been happening to us as a people. We've been miseducated. We've been educated in someone else's language. We've been educated in someone else's ways. We've been educated in how to eat other people's food. We've been educated in a government that is foreign to us and not giving us the ability to gain access to our own selves, our energy, our money, our land, all these things. We've been miseducated in our birthing, how to bring the child into the earth, which is critical toward the enhancement and the production of continuous nation. We've been miseducated in religion, which is where you put your spirit. If you let somebody go into your mind and tap into the subconscious of your mind, that they are God and that they are the living force and that you can't get no goddamn where unless you go through that God, then you have been miseducated. So we have to have measurement. And so today we can see over time, we can see how we have spent our energy. I hope you understand what I'm saying today. Brother Dwyer, Brother Drew,
yes,
before
I
go, go ahead. Yes. Wonderful.
Yes, I understand.
Good. So this made me go to education, and you cannot speak about what happened with us in education without going back to 1954 with Brown versus Board of Education, because this right here in 1954, according to this government, is the first particular time where they outlawed segregation for education. And so now you no longer, as Brother Dwyer said, now you got we the people educating your children. So if we the people are educating your children, they are not going to educate them in a way that will make them powerful to come back to the community and build within their community. So education today, and even going back to 1954, was not designed for the benefit of us, but it was designed for the devastation and the beginning part of the mindset to mind bend us so that we can live someone else's ways. And that has devastated us today. We're very devastated in our form of education. And as earlier when I said that education, see, you could tell the quality of a nation of people by their education. And education is the insurance policy for the development of a community. First, with the self. You get educated so that you will be able to render your success. Now, not educated necessarily in the ways of European, because the Europeans still, even to this day, they don't look at us as real humans, even though we are and they are not. But they still look at us as coons. And, you know, and all the other words that goes on with that. They look at us like a slave and a tool, which is what we're doing when we participate in their educational system, because it teaches you to go to work, not for yourself, but to go to work for someone else. And according to Black Law's Dictionary, when you are an employee, you are a slave. That's Black Law's Dictionary. Look it up for yourself. You can Google it. It clearly tells you what an employee is. So we need to know that the educational system has we been defrauded. So it made me start looking at more statistics. And Brother Dwight, I want you to talk about this a little bit more. But in 1950, in the United States, and I'll just roll this across from the 1900s to the 1950s, they did looked at the education and showed what it looked like by states and overall in the United States. So in the 1900s, the illiteracy, according to them, was 11.2%. In 1910, it was 8.2%. 1920, 6.5, 1934.8, and 1953.2. Wow. This was really interesting to me because it showed overall. And what another thing is that the South was the most educated. Because when I go back and look, and even though Texas was handling it, so Brother Dwight, I guess, you know, y'all Black folks down there in Crockett must have been leading the way.
Let me tell you something.
Yes.
The education in the South, if you was from those little bitty Southern towns, and those Black people graduated from these Black colleges, you was well educated because they had the white man's curriculum and book, but they taught you a different way. They taught you a different way than what they taught you now. They basically taught you how their ancestors had, like it was a hand-me-down way of teaching that they had used for many, many years. When they started learning this white boy system, they had their own system of teaching, although they had to follow the guidelines of the state, and they had to use the state books, but they taught us a lot out of what they had already knew. And I have, like in 1930, this is 70 years from 70 years off, I mean 60 years off the plantation, 20% could not read and 80% could read. Literacy among African Americans. Now let's look at 1990, this is 20 years after you integrated, 44% could not read, and only 56% could read. Now, what is that saying right there? I got this book here called Psychological Betrayal. You got a copy of that book, Sister Sharma. But that right there should tell you, it speaks for itself. what happened. And then this is 1990, 9 years later, all of a sudden Ron Price get on TV and say that the people born after 1970, that generation of people, was 85% illiterate. And they didn't say no race. He said the people, the Americans that's born, that's all colors. Everybody that called itself, and if you was in their school system, what they saying, you were 96.97% illiterate.
Yeah.
So what are you saying? What are you saying? What are you saying right now? These are some stats. These are facts that this African American don't want to. You don't want to deal with some talk like this. You don't want to hear this.
Well, Dwyer, Brother Drew, I tell you, we need to, because and we also need to look to how we can establish some of that old school education back, because according to another list that I found on World Atlas, it's called the List of Countries by Literacy Rate, and it's 149 countries on here, and I bet I'm going to ask you and Brother Drew, because I know if y'all – I could do what Dwyer say. If y'all could guess where the United States is on this list, what they did was they started with the most educated and the least educated. It's 149, and one is a country that is called Andorra. But where on this list is in terms of literacy is the United States. And I know you won't guess, but you said number one. Brother Drew, you got a guess that you want to see where we are on this list in terms of how terrible the education is here?
Probably Sydney.
Okay. Well, I tell you what. United States is number 125. So that let us know was identified in terms of how the literacy rate is to right now. Well, United States, and this was according to September of 2018, the United States literacy rate in terms of good to bad on the list from 1 to 149 is 125. So we need to do something about our own individual education. We need to
develop. This was out of 149.
49. America, United States is number 125. Yes. So how can you?
That sounds about right.
Yeah. See, how can you expect the people to be educated? But this is not by fault. This is definitely a design, because if we go back to the previous teachings that Brother Dwight has pointed out to us, the government, the educational system, and everything is for the leaders who are the aristocrats to run it. So the aristocrats
right.
don't need no smart-ass people to be running shit. They got that
they need, all. They need employees.
Yes.
And see, they
yes.
teach you. They teach you in college, when you get a doctor's degree, you are taught to be an employee, a high-paid employee. In their system, they don't teach you to go build your own company. They teach you, especially if you look like me and us, they teach you to get a high-paying job in a company. And that's what you do. With your doctor's degree, with a summa cum laude, magna cum laude, and you become a consumer.
Mm-hmm.
And that's who you are. You don't have what they had from 1960 all the way back to the 1870. You see, we started this thing at 1870 to 1960, 1870 to 1970 when they integrated, and then here come the African-American culture, hip-hop culture, a new race of people called African-Americans. This came with integration. This term of these people saying that they African Americans, meaning your mama is an African, your daddy is a white man, and you the half breed ass child of them. You're a goddamn half breed. And Barack didn't come between a black woman's legs. He got a black face, but his bloodline is white. You get your bloodline from your mama. His bloodline is Anglo-Saxon.
Right.
Why you want to make him one of us? He didn't come
right.
from between a black woman's legs. Well, you to be one of us, you got to become from between a black woman's leg because you get her blood.
Well, the YSC, that's another education, because that's when I say that the birthing, the knowledge of the birthing is taken away. See, if we knew the knowledge of birthing, the effects of how our human anatomy work, well, we would automatically have known that Barack is a man who come from a European woman, so he got her blood. Yeah, he got characteristics of his daddy, but we don't understand birthing. So that's why it's important that we kind of get back to, and I say this, and a lot of people don't hear me clearly when I say that our birthing rights have been taken place. See, when you understand the whole birthing rights, then you know what goes with it. You know
right.
that the mother is chronologically number one. You know that the baby gets its blood from the mother, and any female who has had a child who don't fight for this right is under a gospel or some kind of slum cell. She is under some kind of hypnosis, because your physical body as a female shows you by the weakness that comes from giving children. It's like a tree that develops a whole lot of branches. The more branches the tree develops, the weaker the tree is. The female is no different. The more children she gives, the weaker her human anatomy comes, because she has to give of her own self, her own blood, her own calcium. Everything that goes in that blood, it goes transferred to the baby. So if we understand the true birthing, then we know that when that mama gets pregnant, she needs to have a group of females that are helping to comfort her, because back to that energy, her mental activity is what will sustain her through the pregnancy and will have a substantial amount of effect, positive or negative, on that baby when it comes into existence.
And that's
so,
energy.
And that is the energy. That's why we have to really have a serious understanding of what we're talking about today. It's heavy, but it ain't. Because it's just about the observation of who we are and what is going on around us and how that is happening. So the birthing rights is critical to the development of every aspect of that child. The physical aspect is important because, number one, when the children are being born in the hospitals right now, one, you sign over your rights to your child. So therefore, that means that they can do anything they want to that child, and it starts with the immunization shots. Well, what is an immunization? Now, that's a whole other subject I want to come back and talk about, because when you immunize a baby who has not developed an immune system, then you have already disengaged that child. So you're talking about what has happened to a nation of people who have been broken down through a collection of immunization and vaccines that have been incident to their body. Because why? We gave away our birthing rights when we signed it off, and we don't understand that the birthing rights of a child is from age when you get pregnant until you 7. And then that's a child, that's the development time. And we are surrendering over our birthing rights to our children by the form of education, by the form of the foods that we're feeding them. We're feeding children processed foods when they're born into the world, and the mothers can't wait until the children are developed, their system enough, their stomachs enough, before they're giving them food, chewing up food. So you introducing salt to your babies, sugar to your babies at an early start. So this, we've been so miseducated that I just want to take bits and pieces to share and show that over time we can see how we have spent our energy. So the birthing rights of your child, and now they are introducing a new pre-kindergarten. So mamas want the babies out the house so bad, now they're sending them when they get 3 and 4 year olds to the school so that they can get them indoctrinated into the process of becoming a slave and a tool. So that's enough. Brother Dwyer, Brother's Group, before I move off of birthing, I know this is a very critical subject, and I'm sure that I've missed some things. What would you like to add to this?
Education is the key, and that's one thing that we can do, you know. Brothers like ourselves, me, brother one, sister like you, we can start educating our children, and not only our children, but anybody who wants to join our community, and we can become the teachers ourselves. You know, we all know subjects that definitely that's not teaching. So we can become the teachers ourselves, or we can find like-minded teachers who are skilled in teaching, and we can create our own curriculum and change this in a few generations. So that is one thing that we can do. We can take control of the education of our children, our grandchildren, and anybody else's children who want to join up with us. And I'm going to put it on mute real quick because I'm on the road, but I just want to add that.
Thank you, Brother Drew. I agree with you. What we're doing right now is a part of that educational process, and we're hoping that we can stimulate the minds of the other people to have them to be leaders and teachers as well. Brother Dwyer, what would you like to say?
With the same, it's the same, but it ain't for everybody. But what you got to do, we got to do now is separate really and go into. We have this knowledge, but we have to find a way to market what we're saying, because I feel like we have a listening crowd, but we got to find out a way to market. We've been dabbling with this for many, many, many years, and we know the solution, and we can challenge any goddamn body that's got a goddamn doctor's degree with a magna cum laude, summa cum laude. We can put their ass on center stage and make a fool out of them on what to say to know by just using common sense. Just tell the people you can look. See, this is 2019, and it's so many generations after 18 generations have passed, then you can start seeing your failures of what went wrong. You can see that what the Christian teach, it failed the Christian versus what Elijah Muhammad taught, and the Christians was calling him a fool from 32 all the way up until right now. They still say that his teaching is not the correct teaching. But if you sit down and don't get wrapped up in people's goddamn religion and shit, you can see who said who and who said what. You can see which one told the truth and which one told a lie. You can see that Booker T told the truth and Du Bois told a goddamn lie. You can see that. Because we done lived enough time in history to see, to weigh and balance through observation of which, who said who, and which was the best. The Jews tell you, if you studied the Jews, I done studied everybody, you study the Jews, The Jews, point blank, tell you they don't send their children to no American school system because they have the worst school system, the Jews say, that's in existence. They teach quadrant numbers. The Jews teach their children quadrant numbers only till they're 8 years old, and then there ain't no more add, subtract, and multiplying and divide that they teach for 12 years to you in school. The Muslims the same way. We should ask ourselves, why do these nations of people don't send their school to this school system? If you did that, you would know about this school system. It's an ancient Sophite school system. If you would ask yourself, see, when we was freed out of the slave, we never asked ourselves certain questions. Where did this shit come from that you're giving me? Where did your religion and your education come from? And ain't nobody did that until Elijah Muhammad and really Malachi Yelp came along, and then the rest of them follows. If you looking at the black people I got my information from, shoot, in a chronological order, then we started knowing, but only a pitiful few of us would believe this shit, would come into the knowledge like we have come into the knowledge. See, the book gives you clues to go back to the ancient ways. See, what Shonda was telling you is what the midwives believed in. Both my grandmothers were midwives. How did they birth children, these healthy babies? They didn't put these babies in, like my grandmother say, when you're born in the hospital, you don't even see the baby. They put him in an incubator like he's a little chicken. She said that's what they do to chickens when they put them in incubators and stuff. The woman was the bond with them, time the baby born, they bathe the baby, cut the umbilical, and give the baby to the mama. Big mama used to tell me, watch him, Junior. You don't have to tell the baby's eyes to still close. You don't have to tell him, just later he'll smell the milk. He'll go right to the titty and start, and then that's your bond. These things was taught to the female. I just was raised by two grandmothers that they told me what a first 12 years of my life, they made a female out of me because they going to teach me what the female. And then the mother years, I was taught by great-great-grandpa and the man. I became a Mason. They had a process of teaching you. They had a system. These ignorant Negroes that was colored people that white folks call you people, that couldn't read and write. Mine could read and write, but they had old-fashioned ways, as we call them. These people knew what they was talking about here. We see that now, Shonda. We can see that.
Over a period of time. Yeah, over time. Yes, we've been able to see that, and why the birthing rights is so important is because if you do not take control of your future, which is our future wealth, that's back to the education. The children are the wealth. That's why they give you credit for your children, because already a part of the governmentship goes back to 1933. Everybody has an account in this government because they already bonded you from birth through a birth certificate and through a social security card. So that's why you could say they give you, as a parent, they say, well, we'll just give you $1,200. We estimate that's how much it costs you to raise your children. Well, that ain't shit. But if you keep your records and you learn how to do debits and credit, then you know that your cost factor for your child is much more than that, all the way from the birth. How much did it cost you to birth that child into this world? Well, I mean, that's a part of coming back and understanding even the governmental system that we find ourselves in. So the people who had those shows, Brother Dwyer, who are talking about the 13th and 14th Amendment, that they have no, they show us that they don't even understand. If they even understood what he was saying, then they would be saying, look, our time is getting short. We need to be establishing our own communities. We cannot, as a black people, we can't even go to the United Nations and have a representation. Really, the only person, as you are saying right now, that is in position to do that is Brother Farrakhan. And it's unfortunate that he is the only person in this nation that is in a position to stand at the UN for the whole majority of a people. But the way that their system is set up is government to government. They ain't talking to our little asses. We are nobody. It's you and who else?
You see, all government systems are set up under Zionism. It ain't set up under Republican, communist, and favorism and all the rest of the government. This government is ran right now by Zionism. And Zionism, we understand Zionism government, and it gives us the right to do that. We just have to do it.
Yes, and then on the other side of it, there are plenty of people who will benefit, meaning Republicans and the Democrats. They are the benefactors of us not doing that. So it's in their best interest to keep us separated like that, so that, you know, we'll think that, what, that one's going to do something. Brother Dwight, you said that the Democrats are the foreign relations and the Republicans are the trilateral commission.
Right. That's who pay them their money.
So that's important to understand in the government. So if we understand that part of it, then we'll understand how important it is, even in your own household. Remember, go back and we saw that already in the governmental documentation, that a community is a government. A community starts with your household, your family. Brother Dwight, you said there was a system. There was a way that they had it. Well, what was the thing is that we have to write down our system, because it becomes our laws that govern our society. And well, go ahead.
That's the number one thing. We never studied systems. What system are we up under? Shit. And where do we place in this system? What part of this system that we're living in right now, where is our place in it? What do this system think of you? Where your place in it? If you ask yourself that question and answer that, and you find yourself that you ain't about shit.
Well, you know what, Dwyer? I'll answer that question. Here go the answer that I came up with. The answer is that we are the food, F-O-O-D,
right,
for every nation of people on this planet. I'd like to say that everybody eats off the so-called blacks' back, because everybody profits off of our black backs. You cannot name a nation of people that exists today that don't get money off of the backs of the so-called blacks.
Wait a minute. Let's look at this, because what you just said is deeper than deep. Let's look at this. What culture rules the world? The hip hop culture. It's
mm-hmm.
the African Americans culture. It rules the world. It's making money all over the world. It's the number one money getter.
Yes, it is, and no matter where they go, which is so interesting. You're right. Well, we got to come back and talk about that. Oh, my goodness, that is deep. Yes, because everywhere you go, no matter what nationality, no matter what religion, what culture,
rapping,
whatever they practice, hip-hop.
They rapping in their language.
Coming
and
from
like
the backs of blacks, the so-called blacks all over the world. Yes,
even in China.
Even
in China. Even in the, one of the most strictest countries in the world, even in China, they got the part of China that's ran as the United States, 10% of it, like Singapore and Beijing. Hip hop is number one over there, baby. They hippity hoppity. You can't do that shit in the rest of China. but in Beijing and there, they letting them do it. Hong Kong the same way. Japan the same way. All of them got hip hop. They got hip hop. That's the number one money maker for them over there is in that hip hop gangster community. They number one. But and check this out. Ain't now one of them own a hip hop company no more. They took that away from the niggas after they made $1 trillion industry, a $1 zillion industry out of it.
Well, case in point, we ain't got to go no further. The time is right here, and you have said it all, that here we go. And Brother Dwight, let's have a sidebar conversation because we got to come back and talk about this, that absolutely everybody all over the world are living off the backs of blacks. And since hip-hop entertainment is number one, and you already know that, baby, we are the worm, W-O-R-M, for the whole world. I'm glad to have been here. I enjoyed this teaching. I hope you gained from today. Thank you, Brother Drew and Brother Dwyer. Peace to you all.
Okay, Shema Yahawada, Ya Abanya, Ika Kamariya. Till next week, Brother Drew.
All right, Kamariya.